This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The COVID-19 vaccination rate for Colorado's Hispanic population lags behind other groups, and the state is trying to change that. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
One example, this month's big international soccer showdown between the national teams of the U.S. and Mexico. The game was held at Empower Field at Mile High. That's where UC Health teamed up with the city of Denver and the tournament organizer to operate a free vaccine clinic. Soccer fan Diego Montemayor says some fans who'd gotten shots themselves urged friends to do the same.
When they hear people that they trust sharing their experiences, that goes a long way.
Hispanic residents make up about 20% of the state's population, but less than 10% of the people vaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is putting $33 million toward industries that rely on in-person events to help them recover from the pandemic. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
$23 million will go to help artists and cultural groups. Most will be given as grants through existing programs, with $5 million earmarked for film incentives. The state will also spend $10 million encouraging people and groups to hold events in Colorado. The program will cover up to 10% of hard costs and a quarter of COVID-specific costs for qualifying events, like conferences and weddings, as long as it results in a certain number of hotel or vacation rentals and generates significant economic benefit to the host community. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.